Blog Talk Radio.
I am ready.
Thank you. Oh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Miss VIP, and welcome to Express Your Vibe. And you know what, everybody, it's a special night for me because I got my sexy, salty diva with me, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you?
Hey, diva, I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Real good.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Well, tonight, let's just get this show on the road. This program is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got my Raw Links on. Diva, I know you got yours.
You know, I always got mine on. There is a particular one that I keep on all the time. And that is, I can't even remember the name of the material, but I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's actually, I think it's like the third one that I have. My son came in here and kind of like got me for my other one, but I'm gonna build up my stock once again and keep his butt away from them. This time came in here and just mauled me.
My poet
good,
one
girl.
Is my best one. Yes, the poet one is my
oh,
best
yes.
one. I love it. I keep that on.
That's the one I keep on
mm-hmm.
all the time. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, while I'm at it, let's give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, a.k.a. my validator, for this platform. And without him, there'd be no epiphany. How about that? So anyway.
Absolutely.
Diva, what's your vibe tonight?
Ooh, my vibe. Man. Well, let me see. I got something for you, and this is
alrighty.
This is called Poetic Senses.
Right. I guess you're right.
Thank you. He speaks and chooses my poetic senses. That wordplay with syllables through similes, creating his offering of soliloquies so stimulating. He has my full attention, deliberate and purposeful. I swear I've known these words before. I wonder, does he know what it does to me, that exquisite delivery of enunciation so eloquently pushed? He speaks and teases my poetic senses, pervading the neurons of my nerves. It's deep. Giving me inspiration through a desire to define my understanding of his poetry. My amazement at him almost has me in disbelief of a feeling so good. But I feel what I believe because he speaks and he uses my poetic senses. I've never made love to a poet, but his words and metaphors give me visuals that I am. I wonder what touches him as he speaks and teases my poetic senses so much so he touches me without touching me. I fell in love with poetry long before he stimulated me, but I can't deny what he's awakened, and he is my poetic senses. That's their vibe.
Ooh. Wow. I was just wondering where your headspace was, because at first you were like, you know, you can love a poet, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's all about poetry, and I'm like, oh. But it's a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Beautiful. With those visuals and the metaphors and all that, you know, I could just see someone reading to you and giving you flowers and, you know. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, that's that stimulation. You know, sometimes you can hear words from a person and they just touch you in a certain way every time they talk to you. You know, and that's pretty much where I was when I wrote that piece.
That's what's up.
Now,
well,
I want to know what vibe you're on tonight, Diva.
Well, I think I'm in, it's almost feeling like I'm in the love zone, but let's just say I'm in a love vibe. I'm in that mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on and express your vibe, because the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. If my piece will just come up. Let me just, almost feel like happy, like it's not there. Okay. Every day is the same. We talk about everything, and I laugh so hard, it takes my breath away. Perhaps it's the sheer joy of having you in my world. You relax me at night as the moon beckons us to sleep. It's always right there on the tip of my tongue to say it's more than like. The fear is it's too soon. Another is it's unrequited, not wanting to ruin a good thing. But you make me smile and want to sing. You make things happen that I thought couldn't be. I get tired of holding my pillow, pretending it's you. I feel you so acutely. I reach out and the sky is open to the possibility that you and I could be. Yet it still remains. Should I just forget it? We make each other happy, but honestly, I miss saying it and having it said to me. One day, the words will come from one of us as free as the wind blows. But would it ruin what we have? Only God knows. I just want to let you know, when the time comes, I'm ready. And that's that piece.
Ooh. You know what? I like that. You know, your pillow is you know, if you're familiar, you're comfortable with it, but it can't take the place of the comfort of that one you want to be next to every night and every day.
Mm-hmm.
I love that piece, too. I really, really do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Well, Diva, how about we open up this mic and then we're going to kick it some more.
All right.
Hey. Oh, first on the mic, C-Double-34 Mute. Hey, welcome to Express Your Vibe. How are you? Uh-oh. Well.
Oh, I got unmuted now.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, okay. I was saying, how are you doing, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra? How are you doing?
Great.
I'm wonderful.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing quite well regardless of changes and stuff. But, you know, that's what love will do.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. It will do that to you. I'm glad to call in.
Well, thank you. Wasn't sure I was, but, you know, I had this piece that I did early, that I wrote earlier, and it just fits. And then Miss VIP, with her sultry self and sexy self, decided to invite me. So
okay.
I was like, okay.
All right.
Yes, indeed. So, what you got to ask me?
What's your vibe tonight?
That's it.
Oh, that's the question?
That's the question.
Well,
this is open mic.
Okay. Well, if you're ready, I'm ready to give it to you.
All right. You go and express your vibe because the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Friday. It's Friday, and I have no job. Depression sat in my bed this morning around 4 o'clock. I ain't got crap to do, and my mind's kind of smoky. Walking this faith thing feels somewhat lonely. I don't trust the snake oil poison so many treat like it's our savior. It usually takes 5 to 10 years to make, but so many people take that and take it into fear. Pharmaceutical companies and the entertainment industry and the news media rakes in the currency saying this is an emergency. Everybody in the world is worrying. The number shows there's a surge in deaths. And they're certainly urging every person to make this personal, taking shots more than Stephen Curry does. But if you're a critical thinking, doing research, some people have knee-jerk reactions saying he or she's a jerk, stupid idiot, selfish conspiracy theorists that need to submit, never caring about the side effects from the ingredients. Now you got me feeling like Kyrie Irving. I never said the world was flat, but do I deserve this? What did I do to earn your hate? All I am is an obedient servant. I came to work on a mission and purpose. I saw your post of a soiled toilet seat calling me disgusting and dirty. You don't even accept the truth going through it and gaining immunity. Only for me to succumb and suffer through such cruelty, you really have no idea what you do to me in the line of duty. The term is voluntary termination, yet I'm looked at like the roaches you're exterminating. I'm non-compliant. So now I'm the scourge of the nation, still waiting for a statement as to how I got fired on my day off. And now you're blaming me for spreading the virus, not my president, Joe Biden. You said you wouldn't mandate when selected, such a liar. You're part of this agenda just like you was in 1994, just like that fine woman, Kamala Harris, Emhoff, Congressman Willie Green's former side chick, lying like that extension hair weave wearing woman who says she looks like Janet Jackson, like Ezell falling off the floor in the store saying his back broke. For once, tell the truth, because you ain't got a lie, Craig. We're standing on principles fighting principalities. So let me stimulate your demented mind, because it's Friday, and you know this man. I'm the enemy of the state, the man you love to hate. I devastate because I'm heaven sent. You say freak my personal freedom, freak my choice and my rights. Okay, let me pee on you like R. Kelly, and let's see if you believe this will fly, because that's that vibe.
Wow.
Whoa, yo.
What the? Listen. First,
it's
like
Friday.
Somebody's like, yeah. It's almost like, dang, how you get fired on your day off? And then it's like, you ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. That was so good.
I was hoping one of y'all would do that line.
Oh yeah, listen. I wanted to laugh out loud a couple of times, but I held it in. That was a good piece.
I had myself muted. I was in here cracking up. What did you do? To carry over to where you wasn't even there.
Yeah.
Oh man, that piece was dope. That was real dope. Yeah, I like that. Wow.
Sometimes you just gotta let it out, and that's what it is.
That's true. That is true. Sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but life happens. It is what it is. So,
hey.
I just want my grandma chain back. That's all I want. I just want my grandma chain.
You think Debo got something to do with that?
Shoot. All I know is I ain't running like a girl going to cry in the car today. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Shoot. Yeah, right. You are make me watch Friday, man.
I know, right?
Well, today is Friday, and you ain't got shit to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, my
you
God.
Right about that. That's what's up. Oh, man. Wow.
You double thank so much. Dang. That was so dope. I'm gonna laugh on this a lot. Even after the show, I'm gonna think about it and laugh. But thank you so much. So let us escort you to the groovy room with the beanbag chairs and the lava lamps and your favorite libation.
All right, that's right.
All right. One love, one
love.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
All right.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history.
It should be that way everywhere. you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's not always like that for everybody.
No, that's for sure.
But that here you can.
Yep. Well, I've got one. My vibe has been pretty off for a while now, and I wrote one called Kicked Once and Twice, Thrice.
Hmm. All right. Well, go on, express your vibe. The mic is yours.
Skin cracks and bleeds. Plasma leaks. It weeps. Muscles stretch and strain. Somehow snaps the brain. Ligaments detach. They can't be sewn back. And cartilage, glistening white, breaks tonight. Bones turn to dust. Ashes to ashes, impossible to trust. Emotions sit upon my skin, tears fall deep within. Dreams of understanding and support, not indifference or retort. Love, touch, affection craved, abyss, depths beyond a grave. Passions, gifts mocked, poetry, painting, created, knocked. Kicked once, twice, thrice and more, now laying dead upon the floor. Contradiction confuses. Speak excuses, become useless. Don't speak, express, you are not, we are not interested. We don't confess. Passive aggression rules the day. No matter what you say, it is a blatant, cruel realization. They don't like who is you. My actions and words come from love, blood to blood. Here is a line from a song. Truth is faced after so long. I can't make you love me if you don't. No matter how I try, alone, tears I cry. What am I to learn? What lesson is there to walk away? If I am to survive, I leave the past behind and come out alive. End poem.
Wow. Mm. Wow. So
your vibe is coming in loud and clear tonight, Lady A. So, and if I could borrow a page from my diva here, we're just going to send you some love and light. We're going to send those vibes towards you. You know, go ahead and feel what you feel, but don't stay there, okay? And
yeah.
There's always another chapter to be read and to be experienced. So hang in there, okay? But I love that piece. No matter how dark it was still good and it was your vibe.
Thank you.
Diva?
Absolutely. You know, you always bring these pieces that are so heartfelt, and your cadence, your flow, it intensifies it even more. Oh, man, I love that piece. Girl, you be touching me sometimes. I'll be like, oh, here she goes. You can't be to feel emotional. I'm not trying to be emotional tonight, but that was a beautiful piece, even though it was a bit melancholy and a bit dark. I still am a fan. I love all of your pieces. And
thank you
so much.
Sometimes I just have to sever the ties, no matter how hard it is. You have
absolutely.
To.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. All right, dearest. Well, let's just lead you to the Groovy Lounge, too. I got the beanbag and the drink and the lava lamp and the incense, I guess. But anyway, thank you so much, Lady A. We appreciate you, honey.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you
one
too.
Love, one
love,
mic.
One mic.
Wow.
Ooh. Let me do this for her, Peter.
Just work right. could change the world overnight. There'd be no such thing as goodbye.
Oh, my goodness. Diva, that was a beautiful song. I love it. Yeah.
It is. As sad as it is, it is. It's one of my favorite songs.
What a beautiful goodness. Totally.
Thank you.
Oh, Diva.
Oh, you know what? It's almost 10 o'clock. Maybe we should do a station identification break.
Absolutely. Let's see. Can I do it?
I got you.
Okay. I have no idea what just happened there.
Don't ask me.
Anyway.
You want to try it again?
No.
You
try
to have the identification.
If it works.
All right. Let me see if I can do this. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
A universe awaits the brave and bold. Take flight toward new horizons. If dreams come true, risk comes as cost. Life is an event to be experienced, not sustained in doubts or fears. As for those not game for risk, who hold fast to doubts and fears, if you believe in impossible, then it does exist just for you. End peace.
Wow.
Ooh, yes.
Wow.
That was nice.
I so deliberate. So deliberate with your words. It's amazing. You just, bam, and then let it all hang out.
I just cannot tolerate someone sitting there and accepting something as impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Yeah.
We have seen too much progress over too many different parts of our lives where the naysayers, many times authority, say, no, this is an absolute, anything else is impossible.
Mm.
And those people with imaginations have proved them wrong again and again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we move
right.
forward. Because some people aren't buying the bullshit.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That was an awesome piece, Dan, man. Like we said, we love your voice and your words,
mm-hmm.
your pieces. They are so profound. They all make a statement, every last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even pick anything that I don't like because I like all of your stuff, man. And I could listen to you all
Thank
day.
You.
I swear I could.
Thank
you. That was awesome.
Thank you, ladies, for allowing me to come out and play for a while.
Thank you for coming out and play.
Right. All right, man. Anyway, Dan the man, Phillips, what you got going on, babe?
Well, I don't think this Saturday, but next Saturday, it's going to be Poetic Therapy with your lovely co-host, Miss VIP, Miss La Perla Negra. And that is where, if you've got a vent, we want it.
All right.
If you
there,
need a place
right.
to unload it, you bring it to that show. That's what it's for.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's cool.
Right,
I think I might need to record you giving a ID for Poetic Therapy, too, Stan.
Right.
That's
mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, man. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And on to
oh,
the
yes.
next.
All right, babe. We're going to send you to the lounge, the groovy lounge, the lava lamps, the incense, your favorite libation, chilling out in the beanbag chair.
Works for me.
All right. One
love,
love,
one mic.
One love, one mic.
I think I'm going to play this for him.
Mm-hmm.
When you fall asleep inside my arms, may not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side.
Gentlemen, we are upon the 10 o'clock hour, and I think I'm going to take this time to get a rundown for the week. You down with that, Danielle?
I'm good. You got it.
All right. I do believe, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, Saturday evening, is Let's Talk About It with your host, Poetic. On Sunday, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspirations, and Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Monday is the Soul Cafe with your host, La Perla Negra, Poetic, and essentially Jeanice, who is a genius on that board. On Tuesday is Mojave's show, Fly Speak, I believe. And that is a dope show. And then Wednesday, my diva, it is you and I in the love zone. And I'm sure our topic is undetermined at the moment. And then on Thursday night, it is the Get Down with your host, Poetic, and J-Rob, the wise son. And Friday will be Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. So, back to Fresh Your Vibe. So, Diva, are we ready for the next caller?
Yes, we are. We have, this is Robbie. My little open up boy. Okay, here you go.
Hello, Aries, it's Robbie.
Hi, Robbie. Welcome,
well, welcome
to Fresh Your Vibe.
I was listening to Stan the Man there, and when you were talking about how you were enjoying listening to him do the announcement, I flashed back to a wonderful poetic memory. I was at a Starbucks, and I just started talking to a young lady. I can't remember what we were talking about, but we started talking about poetry, and I'm like, "Well, can you read that?" And she starts, and then Sully Usher, and she starts to read it. And you could tell that there was a vibe for, vibe there. And she's, like, reading, and then she starts to lean in, and she's reading more and more passionately. And I'm just like, oh, I'm going to faint. And at the end, I was like, oh, my stars, I covered my heart, and I was like, Oh, be still, my beating heart. I hope that I can get back to that soon again, you know, when things are more so that thing, you know, we can just get together. And when we do get together, I'm hoping something like that happens again, because that was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I definitely understand that. That's what's up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Okay. So I have a poem here tonight for a friend. I read her a Raven poem last night on another show, mm-hmm. and it wasn't planned, but I was going to read one poem. I was like, I feel like reading something a little more tender. And then this one came up, and I was like, I'll just read this other one for her as well tonight. So this was called Of Healing Wine. I presented to you this chalice of my healing wine, filled to the brim with Bacchic pleasures and Apollo's healing light fame. Presented to you whenever you feel that your constellation, its light has lost its game. As I pour this chalice's wine unto you, know that its wells and stores are infinite, this wine that pours from the very chambers of my mortal beating heart, the ambrosia of healing nectar mixed in it, mixed in with love's finest alchemical art. For you see, in this world, no soul is meant to lie without their own constellation. And though it may be hard for you to see, your constellation lies there, up high and shining in the sky. It simply does not appear to thee because it has been obscured by pain's psychic. It lies like a self-reflection of fates that is not looked upon in a mirror. But, as all other faces, even when not looked upon, it is there. I find oft times that the darkest constellations shine brightest, for their wisdom is subtle and sweet. And this wisdom, it must be dimmed to mortal eyes through curtains, lest their brilliant light over their human eyes take over their human eyes' sight. So know that my chalice is here always, forevermore for you to imbibe of and sup. And know that my hand reaches out always every night to caress it, the tresses of your spirit's dark hair. For hearts steeped in love's purest essence, sung through the tonalities of art and poetry, are ne'er meant to be alone. And that is Of Healing Wine. Thank
that
you.
That was absolutely beautiful. Diva. Did her call drop again, Diva? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. First of all, Robbie, thank you so much. It was a beautiful piece. And at first I was hovering. I was wondering where I was, and then I realized all I needed was some candlelight listening to you. So through the tonality of what was that line?
Let me dash back here. I was grabbing my beer right when you said, that. tonality of, okay, let me see here if I can find it. Let's just do it. I just did a little circle. I can't find it quite right now, but
oh, it was beautiful.
You were saying something about a tonality in there?
Yeah, I thought I heard the word tonality.
Yeah.
Oops.
I'm not seeing it right now, but
that's all right. Well, nevertheless,
yeah.
It was beautiful. And do you have your own show, Robbie, or you're just going around and reciting?
I've not had my own show ever. That's the thing. I like to go on, and sometimes I like to. I've done my interviews and that, but for doing my own show, I really like to have the ability to just do things on my own terms. And
mm-hmm.
I don't like to have the have to be on the schedule on late nights, especially because I have trouble with sleep sometimes. So if I need to go early, then you know. But yeah, I've been on VTR for years and years, and I've done some guest spots in that.
That's wonderful. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Thank you so much, and it is time for you to be escorted to the Groovy Lounge with the big bags, your lava lamp, and your favorite libation.
I'm all for the lava lamps. I've got two lava lamps starting right now, and that's not even all the lava lamps. I've got a glitter lamp. I've got like four lava lamps. I'll be comfortable.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Bobby.
All right.
One love, one mic.
You bet. One love, one mic.
I'm going to do this for him, Diva.
Your smile, your voice creeps inside my heart with everything you do. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start to fight in me. One who was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I took you?
This is Epiphany Radio.
All right. My diva.
Yes,
it's on the mic.
Oh, this is
my bad. Bring him on.
Hey, Shabadoo. What it do, ladies?
what's going on,
Expressive Vibe?
It's all good. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. I'm doing much better. Everything is good. I'm feeling the vibe. I'm most definitely feeling the vibe. Hey, yes. Hey, shout out to my boy, Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Haven't heard Robbie's voice in a minute. What's up, my bro from Canada? Hey. And my big brother, Stan the Man. Ha, ha, ha. I heard you, Stan.
Yeah.
I heard you, Stan. Lady A, I heard you, darling, on that fantastic piece that you did. Hey, there's some beautiful poetry, you know, in the air tonight. I love it. I love that. If Miss Pearly play another sad song, let me tell you something. The music's been beautiful, to be honest with you. And I find it kind of funny because some of the songs, like one of my favorite songs that she played was Love Is Never Enough, you know. That's a beautiful song. It's a dark song, but it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how I'm feeling.
Okay.
That was a perfect.
But that's what the song
sad,
though.
No, it wasn't sad. It wasn't sad, but, you know, it touched my heart, put it that way. That song that you played right after Lady A's piece was, it perfectly fit the piece that she did, you know, I think, or I feel, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think thank you.
I can say that about all the pieces, all the other music you played after the poets. I thought they were fitting, and it carried on that vibration that you guys have going on over there, you know.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. How are you feeling, though?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling better, like I said. Feeling much better, and, you know, poetry and music and, you know, good pulsating hearts that beat, you know, that keep me going. You guys over there at Epiphany, and them callers that call in, sharing their love for writing, it's soothing. Soothing. I feel good. I feel good on tonight.
All right.
You know, so, you know, I'm just expressing that vibe.
I think I'm ready. We're ready. We are ready.
Hey, well, hey, darling. Well, you know what? I'm going to follow the flow. A Lady A, a little bit, if I can say. It's a little dark. This is just expression, though. I'm a writer. I want nobody to take it personal, be calling me or inboxing me, saying if I'm all right or anything. I'm just a writer. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And I just wrote this, and I've been writing, adding on to it as I've been listening to the show. So if it's you guys' fault, I don't even know what it's going to sound like. So... I'm gonna just try to do this for you guys. I hope you like it.
All right. Express your vibe. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This is titled Never Had It. Never had it. So I've fallen through the cracks, the tracks of a broken heart. Help me mend it, love. Flow through these heart endings, clotted arteries blocked, preventing me, loneliness kissing me, touching me. It holds me tenderly, its cold lips blowing out every candlelit. So here I sit, draped in complete darkness, sharing sips of sadness, alone again and shit, drowning in pools of sorrows, drowning my sorrows in a pool shallow. Love is fictitious, writing from a quill attached to veins, muted expressions finished, illustrations of yesterday's pain. Love never had it, never will. I feel the winds of dismay forever blow. Peace refuses to be stilled for the brokenhearted. For the brokenhearted, for real. For this, there's not a bandage. You see, I never had it. But the question is, how could you miss it? This intangible thing, if you never had it, for real. How could you miss something that you've never had if you never had it? Yearned for, longed for, real bad, yeah. Wish I could just reach up and grab it, snag it, snatch it, and bag it. Closed eyes after twilight, dream about it. Dream about having it, touching and caressing it, holding and loving it. Shit, life. Just allow me to feel it. That which escapes us in reality, it eludes me, slips by, drips right by me, denies me, walks right by me. When it sees me crying, slow, churning rivers of tears flowing, sobs of why me? Thorough solemn walls, backs, bounce back, dried echoes of hurt. You're not ready. You're still healing, missing something that wasn't real, that wasn't love, not the real thing. Shit got you all up in your feelings, you feel me? That real good thing as kin, that real good thing is kin to gravity. It lifts you up, lightheaded constantly, floating, free falling, drifting. Not just one, but two hearts pounding. Not just sex, but truly connected in love and love making. Love. How could you miss something that you've never had? For real.
Ooh. I really like this one. I really do. It was awesome. Cause I've always said that. How can you miss what you never had? And you put, how could you miss the intangible if you never had it? Ooh. Oh, boy. Wow.
Thank you.
That right there, that piece is very, I think we've all been there at some point in our lives. But that was along the lines of, it was a little melancholy, but it was still a beautiful piece nonetheless. You just have a way of reading your pieces that draws the listener in to every single word, because it's something about your voice and the way that you spit, your flow. That piece, man.
Thank you.
It just keeps your attention and kind of captivates the listener. So thank you for that piece. That was awesome.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you both.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Before we let you escape, you know you got a colorful, what you got going on in Tiffany University.
Hey. Well, yes. Monday night at Epiphany Radio will be the Soul Cafe with your boy, For Real, and Miss Pearly Negras, Danielle Cheney, my brother, Poetic Van Meadows, and on the event page, essentially, Janice. Hey, we'll be doing some open mic poetry, bring what you like. And possibly we'll be picking up our pens, a writing exercise that we have a lot of fun with, where I throw out some phrases, I play some music, and you must complete a poem. By the time that song is complete, or I may rip it off, and you may not have time, but we're going to see what you have written. Well, that's a fun game that we do over there at the Soul Cafe called Pick Up Your Pen, and it all takes place Monday night at Epiphany Radio. Shebang.
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, y'all come on through on Monday night. Yeah, you're going to like it. You never know what you will create. So pick up your pen.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Come on through. We have a lot of fun over there. We have some laughs to start your weekend. Excuse me. Your week day off. You know. With some fun and some tomfoolery and some poetry. Some good old neo soul, hip hop, R&B music, you know. Yes. We just have a good time. So join us Monday night, y'all, if y'all can, at the Soul Cafe. And that's that piece.
Thank you. Diva, back to you.
All right. Well, thank you, dear. Well, we're going to escort you to the Groovy Lounge with the lava lamp, the incense, and the big old beanbag chair, and your favorite libation. And thank you so much.
All righty, thank you, love. Y'all have a blessed night. It's your baby, baby.
One love, one life.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm going to do this for him, Diva. One last song.
Go away.
Wow, Diva, I like that song.
Yeah,
ooh, Diva, we have another cover.
Really?
Yes, I love that song. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Area code 609.
All right, let me open up this microphone.
All right.
Yeah, area code 609. Good evening. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Explorer.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? You know what? You and these different phone numbers.
Hey, man.
You got that phone.
This ain't.
I gotta keep on your toes.
Yeah, you sure enough are. Sure enough. How you doing tonight? This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Divine Inspiration. Paul Sampson. How are you tonight, Paul?
I'm pretty good. I'm sitting here laying down, resting, doing absolutely nothing. But listening to the show.
That's a thing.
No more with that thing. Right. It's a good vibe here. This is a special vibe.
Yes, indeed. It's been so long since I've done this. I don't know how to act.
Oh, Lordy. Well, you know what? It's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn, you never forget. You just got to get back up on the feet and start pedaling. That's all. It's all about balance, baby. That's all it is.
Yes, indeed. Oh,
all right, Paul.
I didn't know the theme of the show. I didn't know anything. I just know I needed to hear some poetry tonight, so I called in.
Wait a minute. Diva, how do you call into a show if you don't even know the name of the show? You just call in.
Because I know Epiphany's got something every night, and I said, well, let me call in and see what's hitting for tonight.
You got that right now. You got that right. Y'all heard that. Tiffany got the week on lock. So enough.
Okay. Yes, indeed. But it seemed like y'all in a little lovey-dovey mood tonight, which ain't no wrong with that.
That's kind of what hit us tonight, you know. It seemed like it hit everybody else, too. So that's the vibe that's going around. Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's your vibe tonight, Paul?
Well, hey, after listening to that, I had to go into the working poems folder and pull out something and finish it. And that's
all
what
right.
I want to do tonight.
All right, then.
Fresh ink. It's so fresh that the ink's still wet.
Wow. All right, well, go on and express your vibe then. This mic is yours.
Why, thank you, Queen. And this is called Agape Love. We as humans are emotional creatures. We tend to wear our hearts on our sleeves as a normal feature. But love is so much more than what we experience and project. God has a much purer love that we have not completely embraced as of yet. Agape love is that kind of love that causes someone to leave heaven for you and me, to cry blood and angst at Gethsemane, beaten and mocked and hung for all to see, just to offer a sinner like me salvation for all eternity. Agape love is that love that requires nothing in return, save maybe that I strive to live more righteously, that I let it be seen through my actions that God resides in me, to share a godly love because that is what God requires of me. Given, like it is to me, unconditional and free. This means I have to release my feeble grip on all that I, quote-unquote, love and allow all of my actions and words and thoughts to be sacrificed to the will of heaven's dove. If I be real about my love of the Most High, then I must be willing to love as he did, unconditionally loving those who don't love me until the day I die. Only the God in me can make this possible if I allow him free will over my life. For true love, functional love, agape love, comes only through our relationship with Jesus the Christ. And that's that piece and my vibe for tonight.
Beautiful.
All right.
Beautiful piece.
Love that vibe.
I love that piece. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Thank you for that call. We all need to hear that. You know, people do need to get in touch with spirit and get a good relationship going with him. So you are absolutely right. Definitely.
That might be the cure for the insanity in the world today.
Yes. We all need agape love, for sure.
It's not within my power to love somebody that don't like me and that hates me and is doing evil towards me. But that's what he did for me. So I need to dig deeper and find, allow him to help me to do just that. And if we all start doing that, there ain't going to be nobody left to dislike. Therefore, we have nothing but a world full of love.
Okay.
All right.
Good at all.
Yeah. Well, Paul, what you got going on?
Oh, well, we got open mic this Sunday. We just want you to let your pen guide you to come and bless somebody through your words. We all know the inspiration factor is about uplifting God, uplifting God's children. That means all of us. Every last person breathing on this earth is God's child. So we just want to uplift and encourage each other, you know. But that's what it's going to be about this Sunday. Same bad time, same bad channel. Me and my partner, Praise Man, a.k.a. Poet.
That's what's up. Well, thank you, sir. We are going to escort you to the Groovy Lounge on a beanbag chair and your favorite libation and a lava lamp for the day. All right.
Sounds like a plan to me. God bless you.
God bless you.
All right.
One love, one
mic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lisa, I'm going to throw this in there for him. How about this?
All right. Diva. That was so appropriate. That's one of my favorite songs, too.
Mine, too, girl. Oh, man. You can't help but relax and just let the music flow through you and sing, too. I can't carry a tune across the room in a bucket of water, but I'm still singing. Okay? I'm trying to tell you, I love that song. Yes, yes, yes. This was an awesome show.
Absolutely. So, Diva, would you like to close out with a piece, or shall we just float on and to fade in the dark?
I got a piece for you. I got a piece. And I want to hear another piece from you. So don't be trying to skate. Don't be trying to skate on that. All right.
All right.
So,
all right. Express your vibe. I'll make it sure.
Thank you. Thank you. This is called Protected Toxicity. He dreams of the taste of her and loves the love affair between his tongue and all of her lips. He wonders if she attempted to satisfy his palate in reality. Would his tongue truly get the savor, such a sweetness she placed upon it within his dream? He calls her his phantom mistress of climax, because she leaves him fulfilled upon coming to return to his consciousness. He watches her secretly as his curiosity increases his desire to know if the thickness of her thighs is as soft as the suppleness of her full breath. Because next to tasting her, being engulfed in them is a favorite part of his dream. He keeps his desire to ravish her body masterfully hidden from common and prying eyes and ears, a caution taken not for fear of running her off, but to protect her precious mental state, because he doesn't want her to belong to him. This isn't love. He just wants to taste and enter her orgasmic oasis. Again, and again, and again, and again. So he knows the kind of damage a relationship of this caliber would do to her. This is protected toxicity, and that's that vibe.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say orgasmic oasis?
Yes, 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 yes.
All right. I'm going to do one of my favorite pieces, which was inspired by the soul. Yes, that. So,
express your vibe. The mic is yours.
Thing. This is called I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. I wish I was near you to watch you sleep, hear you breathing, and perhaps see you smile. In your arms I want to stay, be lost in your warm embrace. I want to stay forever feeling the way I do. I don't want to be away from you because I don't want to miss a thing, not even saying I love you. I dream of you, but pictures in my head can't replace the feeling I get when I kiss your face. While we're apart, the sweetest dream will never do, because I miss you, and I don't want to miss a thing. Has the universe finally heard me? You got me daydreaming, my heart quickly beating. I am so happy with doing this. I can't wait to be with you. I don't want to miss one smile. Between us are many a mile. I miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing. I want to hold you close. Feel your heart so close to mine. I just want to stay with you for the rest of all time. For the rest of time. That's that piece.
Oh, man. I remember that night we got that assignment. Girl, that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. That was absolutely beautiful. Oh, wow. Thank you for that. Well, Diva, this was some show. Oh, I think we got another caller, Diva. Every time we try to close out, we got another caller.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to let them know in.
Mean.
All right, let me. Here we go. Area code 714. Welcome to Express Your Vibe. Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good afternoon. Is it morning or
good
night?
Evening.
I don't know.
Good evening. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Jackie, the poetic peacock vibe.
Hi, Jackie.
Okay.
Long time no hear, but it's still good to hear from you. How you doing?
Likewise. It's been a while. You know, I try to get home, get somewhere in time to tune in, but, you know, it's hard. It's hard. But,
you still do.
I'm doing good, though. I'm doing good. Staying as healthy as possible, you know. How about yourself?
I'm good.
Oh,
we're good. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Good to hear. Well, I wrote this little piece, and it's certainly not as beautiful as as loving. That's, you know, I wish I had it in me to write love poetry like that. I mean, just that intimacy,
mm-hmm.
You know, but that's just not my story. So I write what I know.
All right. I mean, we all have a uniqueness about us, and that's our individuality. We all can't write the same. It's not that we can't. It's just, you know, we have our niche. Everybody
mm-hmm.
has a different flow and a different style, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Right on, mm-hmm. right on. Well, shall I proceed or...
Oh, yes. Go on, express your vibe. The mic
is yours.
So it
sounds like you were ready to close shop. And,
we almost did.
I know. Well, thank you for taking my call. And,
sure.
Well, what I'm going to read is called The N-Word. And so I'll just get on into it.
The mic is yours.
Never ever look the N-word directly in their eyes and smile. This is not a suggestion. Heed this warning and run for your life. Please do not ignore the signs to save yourself. Consider this as my advice. The N-word will always take more than they give. So let me be clear. At the risk of sounding repetitive again, I implore you to save yourself before bits and pieces of you are all that is left. Feeding the beast will not be cheap. You must realize the price paid will be too high, all because you refuse to listen to the voice of your own intuition, screaming, do not give the N-word your time and attention. Doing so is giving permission to devalue empathic acts of kindness, to misconstrue your intentions as the incentive to introduce you to their temporary representative. Anything more than a split-second glance is a guaranteed chance for you to be catfished. Tricked by the N-word, bait and switch. This charming schemer intends to bleed your vitality dry. At first, you won't see the N-word coming, this master of disguise. They are not clearly transparent, not too easy to recognize, and it is hard to identify what is actually lurking behind their manipulative eyes. Yes, the floor does seem to rise up to meet their feet, heads will often spin in their direction just to hear them speak. And you can best believe the N-Word expects to receive the spotlight at every event and party, captivating their audience, laughing loud and hearty, starving for a feeding frenzy on compliments and accolades, while standing center stage, telling exaggerated stories, distorting truth into make-believe, receiving support from their flying monkeys to protect the N-Word against any perceived slight or unknown offenses, casting doubts to circumvent innocence, usually at some other poor fool's expense. The N-Word is masquerading behind convincing lies to exploit agendas, hiding behind mirrors and smoke to soak the flames to defame, to discredit names with smear campaigns spawned by a vindictive rampage. The sole intention of the N-Word is to ensure that you will be wounded and hurt. And it will be a very long wait if you think the N-Word is capable of change. They want that them is not broken, therefore does not exist, refusing to accept any ownership for their destructive patterns and relationships. If you are unhappy, it is your own fault. They are always right, and you will always be wrong. Why you, you ask? Was there something that you did to deserve this, chronically ruminating, replaying every word, questioning yourself? What did you do? Told, if you don't know, something must be wrong with you. The answer is nothing. Well, that is not exactly true. Did you transform into Captain Save-A-Soul, a superhero to the rescue, or excuse bad behavior, then move heaven and earth to become their savior? Maybe you created movable boundaries, made yourself too available for the ungrateful one to abuse your love, to use against you as fuel. The N-Word will devalue the empathic people pleasers' efforts and time, and will deny all reasons to apologize. Instead, will present a mouthful of excuses and lies while resenting you for allowing yourself to become their personal supply. So, you see, it does not matter how much you love or how hard you try to prove your loyalty to stay by their side. The N-Word will use every trick in the N-Word handbook for you to become codependent, a disposable mess, always on edge as a nervous wreck, the N-Word stage ready to teach you a lesson for daring to make a decision without first consulting their opinion. Who do you think you are? Certainly not your own person. The N-Word sees you as their extension, therefore you are their sole possession. It will cost you plenty for the love you seek. It won't be given easy or given for free, at least not without a penalty. And you will put in hard work to eventually learn the prize was not worth the sacrifice to expect love and respect from the N-Word you will not get. The N-Word will only take, then take a little more. Any request asking them for help will surely be ignored, with no regard for how they made you feel, denying appeal after appeal for an explanation just to help you understand the situation. It becomes ammunition used as triggers aimed towards unhealed emotions. For the N-Word, it is just a game played without caution for their self-gratification. The cause and effect of flicking matches will eventually gaslight and explosion. And once you have given up hope, when enough is enough of the breadcrumbs, love bombs, and oppositionality, the N-Word will sense a different mindset that has altered your personality to see that you are desperately needing to break free. But in reality, the N-word secretly does not believe you will actually leave. So to find your courage, you will need to dig deep to fortify your inner strength. To take your power back, it may become imperative to make zero contact. And once you are gone, the N-word may beg and plead for your return. They won't make it easy and will not care who or what gets burned once the tables have finally turned. You will find behind the N-word are trails of smoldering embers. No one is safely out of harm's way from the N-word's volatile temper. So believe me when I say you did nothing wrong except care too much or stay too long. And do not blame yourself if you begin to feel insane after the triple threat of anxiety, guilt, and shame persuades you to soothe their superficial aches, praying you won't suffocate or, even worse, catch a case behind all of the inward crazy-making nonsense. When you are suffering silently, ignoring your own pain, the inward appears to feel comfortably content. Eventually, you will finally resist the love-bombing tactics, the inward attempts with empty promise pull you back in. They may even appear to come unhinged. Dysregulated due to your absence, the N-word will not forgive or forget and has kept a meticulous mental checks and balances list. One thing is certain, the N-word will be plotting a revenge. And the world you once knew will no longer exist, requiring frequent couch visits with a professional therapist, a trained specialist, to help you embrace new ways to navigate, to regain your life once damaged by the narcissist. End poem.
Awesome. Awesome, Steve. Not one lie told, not a one. That was profound and informative. And wow, thank you so much for calling in. Don't be
thank
a stranger.
You. Girl,
we will
I'm trying.
Open
I'm
mic
trying. I'm sorry. I'm
trying.
Yeah, I really do. I try to get to my phone in time, but you know, when you got to put in that 9 to 5, it's hard to, you know, get home and
yeah.
get relaxed and then turn on, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But every
we've
chance
all
I get, I do
there.
Try to come on. I do try.
Okay.
I love this
well,
show. I just love it. And when I don't get to come on, I listen to it on the iTunes podcast.
Okay.
So that's awesome. So I get to hear the, you know, hear everything. At some point, I get to hear the replays. And,
okay.
yeah, I just love you guys.
We love you,
oh,
too.
Thank you so much.
For calling
thank you so
in.
Much. Yeah, so
you
we're going to lead you to the first lady's waiting and with a big beanbag chair and the lava lamp and the incense is going. And to relax
I
your
mother,
Jackie, your favorite libation.
Oh, how many can I choose?
Oh, wow.
My favorite libation.
All right, ladies.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Woo! See,
this
was a packed show tonight. I didn't expect all this,
that
but
really
it's done. All good. This is a bonus. That's a good thing. It was a wonderful
Absolutely.
Show.
All right. Diva, last words.
I just want to say you're an awesome co-host, an awesome host. I thank you for having me on here with you. I love doing shows. And everybody, thank you that called in, even the ones that just listened. Thank you for the ones that spit their pieces, those magnificent, beautiful pieces. You know, everybody was in the love tonight. For the most part, the listeners that streamed online, thank you, everybody. I love you guys. I want you to continue to be safe, continue to love yourselves and love one another. Back to you, Diva.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for participating tonight. I really appreciate it. And for those who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. Well, listen, everybody, this isn't over. So please stay safe. Distance yourself, okay? And just be careful because it's not over. Always, always wear your masks, all right? So God bless you guys. Take care. Diva?
Good night. Everybody.